Blog Talk Radio.
You stopping my niggas, PSA motherfucking podcast. Salutations to all. Let's talk about it, my G's. We got a dope battle coming up on Smack Volume 2. Smack, feel free to drop the other battles, my guy. You sitting on Danny Mai Shine. You sitting on Twerk JC, Old Red Briz Rawstein. And, of course, one of my favorite battles on that particular card on Smack Volume 1 was Iron Solomon and Rum Nitty. You know what I'm saying? That was one of my particular favorite battles on that particular card. And, obviously, we just got announced with the last couple of days ago. I think it was the same night of the Survivor Series, the announcement for Smack Volume 2 with Arsenal and Hollow that did it in on a rematch from what, Fight Club days, obviously. These brothers have a lot of history, you know what I'm saying? So let's see what they do. Waiting for the caller to call up right now. Back on live, you already know what it is, man. PSA Podcast. Salutations to all. Just announced for Smack Volume 2. Two legends, man. Let's just call it what it is, people. Two legends about to get it popping. Do your battle rap Googles. Do your history, new fans. You see these two gentlemen battle and end of March and probably think this is the first time they battle. There's a thing called Fight Club, International P. Time. But for me, it's always an honor to have this particular brother on because, let's be real, man, he's been battling for a long, long time, so we don't know how long he's going to do this. So it's always a pleasure and an honor to talk to this brother, man. Let me get my bro right in. Hollow that did it and all. What's good, brother?
What it cook like? What it cook like?
How are you, my G?
I'm good. Could you hear me?
Yeah, you good, brother. You good. Hollow, man. Is it safe to say this is what you wanted?
Nah, I'm not excited, man. This ain't a bad I even wanted, man. These niggas made me sign this while I was on a four lean. You know, I'm back on that act. I'm back sipping. I was drinking. They got me to do this, man. They tricked me.
They tricked you? What you mean? Come on, Hollow. Let's be real.
Matt called me while I was out on two Zannies. And I just said,
you're not on that type of Hollow, I know you're not on that type of time no more. Come on, man. Especially with Fredo.
Yeah, running the business. If I'm, you know, helping other people and doing all type of, you know, writing battles and being successful. Can't be on that type of time. That slows you up. So I'm just joking.
I know that.
What's going on, too? That was bad timing on that joke. I forgot about everything.
My bad to bring that up, Hollow.
Santana, for real, because nobody deserves to go for no reason.
Now, let me take care before we go on the battle rap talk. Now, there's no secret that you sipped the juice before. You're from, even though you rep Queens, you got Houston blood in you. That's your roots also.
For sure,
Home of the Lean, DJ Screw, RIP mm-hmm. DJ Screw. What made you
RIP Big Mo.
When you heard the Big Mo word, no doubt on that. What made you decide, let me just chill off that? Obviously, you did that before the passing of the death. Because now I see other rappers in the Hollow saying, I'm going to get off the lean now. What happened to Fredo? I see a lot of rappers like, nah, I'm going to off that right now.
It's crazy you asked me that question on the Battle Rap show because it's synonymous with Battle Rap. The crazy part is when I took the Lux battle, it was such a big thing to me and it was so important. And it was just such a, for the timing after the Calico battle, you know, Lux was clearly looking out. Lux was clearly the favor at that point. And I said, you know, God, for you giving me this, I'm going to give up something. You know, I'm going to show like appreciation. Like I got to do something, you know, and also in order to win the battle, I felt like I got to sacrifice something. I don't know. This might be too deep for people, but that's
We need that deep talk.
Yeah, but I had,
savages,
well, I'm just saying, no, I'm saying too deep for people to understand. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like not saying you, but maybe the listeners, but you know, sometimes you got to sacrifice to give up something to gain something. You know what I mean? So why not give up a bad habit or something that was hurting me? And don't get me wrong, after the Lux battle, I still dibble and dabble here because everything is hard and difficult. There's nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like cut and dry when you're not going to. So, you know, at the end of the day, that shit helped me level up so much. So that was my main reason for stopping it. Plus, I had my son around that same time. You know, his mom was already pregnant. Had that come in, you know, life was just getting more mysterious and mature. So I had to make that decision.
All right, let's take it here, man. Out of your whole battle rap resume, from you being on Grind Time, Fight Club, King of the Dot, 106 in Park, you've been on all the damn planet, man. Talk to you nice. Your passport looking kind of lovely, I'm pretty sure, throughout the years. This is probably a battle that, would you say on your resume, that if somebody's going to say Hollow had a clear loss, it would be the Arsenal battle, right?
For sure. It's funny, man. My man was just talking about that, and I want to bring this up. What battle rapper has a clear loss? Like, what battle rapper, excuse me, what battle rapper hasn't had a clear loss? The only person you could say is Murder Mook. I'm not even going to let y'all think about it. Why? Because Murder Mook had, just like a boxer having seven bouts and being like, I'm undefeated. You got seven bouts.
J Mills.
Of course you're undefeated,
J Mills, though. I gave J Mills a party. Oh, he was debatable, Hollow. But clear loss.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you got to understand, clear loss is Surf versus Clips. It's Clips versus Rex. Me versus Arsenal.
Yeah.
You know, these are clear losses. You know what I mean? And look, the only reason why me and Tay-Rock is at the top of the game is because when you bring up a clear loss for me or Tay-Rock, you got to go back to the cotton-picking days, way back yonder. And you got to go 8-9 years back. You can't be like, you know, Tay-Rock got a clear loss against JC or L. Even if you want to bring up his debatable, sir, for me, it's not a clear loss. Same thing with me. It's no clear loss. I don't even know who's longer. I think K-Rock's loss might be even longer than mine. But, you know, you got to respect that. That speaks volumes that me, because even Lux lost to Mook Clear. Even anybody you name.
Yes, totally.
You know what I'm saying? I just named any top nigga you could think of.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, like everybody got a clear loss.
Is revenge on your mind?
Come on, it's the next thing, best next thing to getting pussy, like, it's not a secret, so it's like, at the end of the day, like, you know, I know people got their certain expectations, but, you know, if they've been following my whole career, I usually don't, you know, go into the certain expectation, you know what I mean, so it's definitely not, maybe not be the approach that people think, but, the energy and the everything I'm bringing to the table is definitely going to be leveled up.
Has this crossed your mind that when y'all battled on a Fight Club, it was in a very small setting, and now part two is also in a small setting? How coincidence is that?
No,
and would you have any other way?
I mean, everything was small setting back then, so that's why I never thought about that. It don't matter much.
Well, you would agree, though. I mean, you're a writer. You know better than me. Writing for us, is it a difference writing for the crowd
that
you're about to write?
Well, at that time, I'm just saying, at that time when I battled Arsenal, I had no thought of writing for a big room or worrying about the crowd.
Right.
You know, now we got options. But, listen, you know, I'm a god at what I do. He's a god at what he do. You know, I hope he feels like that. I definitely feel like that. It's no worries. I don't go into battles with worries. Like, I play defense to a certain extent. I'm not worried about anything because I know these niggas can't touch me.
I like that talk, though. Mm. All right. Now, retirement talk, though. We wasn't buying that, though. I'm glad to hear you say how you never retired. I'm glad you say I'm retiring. But I'm glad Arsenal's back, though. Don't get it twisted by me saying that.
Well, it's no 401k plan, so I can't retire. You know?
Oh, man. What made you... What do you think, I mean, not for you to be Arsenal's psychiatrist right now, but what made you think, if you could be in his shoes for a second, him deciding to come back?
I don't do that.
And the person who's coming back would be you. You don't do that? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not about to theorize what he would think. Like, you know. Yeah, I don't do that.
I know you say it doesn't matter in a small room or big room, though, but would you ever, do you like the setting that you're having it in, being that you haven't really, you know?
Well, let me clear it up then. I'm not saying it don't matter. I'm saying, you know, I never compared the battle back then, thinking the small room then, the small room now, because I didn't have no choice back then. It wasn't no option. It definitely matters. Like, if I say it don't matter, it's like I don't give a fuck. I could beat him in a small room. I could beat him in a big room. But it definitely matters. It's going to be a different type of performance, a different type of writing involved and all that. You know what I mean? So, damn, I damn near about to click over. My best friend calling me. That won't be LOM, right? If I ignored him right now, is that LOM?
Oh man, at least
Friday,
like,
forgive me. Friday, forgive me, man. I'm ignoring, man. But he gets the shout out.
Let me ask you this:
It's a difference. Like, well, it's clearly a difference in you don't have to worry about crowd control as much as a small crowd. You don't have to worry about, yo, am I going to get my 10 niggas in? I got to bring them to the stage. Oh, the stage is packed. Oh, the mics is full. People don't understand all these elements that we go through when you battle, especially being a main event. You know what I mean? Like, it's, oh, the crowd is dead. Oh, this is so many elements I ain't got to worry about now. So why people think that be most of my worries every battle? Like, mainly URL. And this is not a shot at URL, but it's just, URL does the biggest events, so it's hard for them to control stuff. So it's hard for them to clear the stage. It's hard for them. And that's a headache. When I battle Clips, I had to be like, yo, I'm not rapping. They're about to make me rap with none of my niggas there because all my niggas got stuck backstage behind the door.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, I got to the point. I'm like, fuck it, let's just go. And I'm about to rap without nobody behind me. It was just Mook standing there and DNA, I think. You know, and that should be like all that should be bust. So now it's just, I just got to walk in the room and rap. Oh, these niggas is bugging. It's all sweet to them because they've been doing it this whole time, bro. I've been main event every time. Think about it. I've never not been main event. No battle in my career.
Damn.
No battle. I've never not been main event. So now I'm coming in here not worrying about the crowd being drained, not worrying about, nigga, what? Cut it
just
out.
Just you and Arsenal.
I might come in that bitch with slides on. Slip that bitch off, get my electric slide on. You know what I mean? I might just come in there like, what? Y'all might see a whole different hollow. And I don't know. And I'm talking performance-wise. Obviously, the preparation and bars is going to be consistent. But I can't even call how my performance is going to be because I feed off of energy. So
do you,
it's going to be
a
good one.
Do you think fans appreciate your URL battles?
And I'm going to call a spade, man, because I'm such on, like, a time right now where it's, like, just giving it cut and dry and with the political worry about what people think.
Right.
A spade is no. I really feel like my underdog effect or, you know, you're doing too good. It's like if Casita go up there, Hitman go up there, they booing Hitman before you're doing too good. Like, life's going good. Nobody wants to root for the nigga that's already winning and doing good. We all love the underdog. Even I'm in sports and shit. Like, most people don't want to root for Mayweather. You're good. You're up. Like, what else could you do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like I'm in that position now where it's like they want to see me win against the Rocks and people, like, because it's just like, nigga, you already done battled Joe and you got your claw and you on this show and you've been on TV and you're writing for TBS and, like, you know, shit is going too good. So I understand it, but it's still frustrating and it still bothers me because it's in New York. It's like,
right,
hey, we in New York, and I'm kind of getting, but then I got to understand it's not just New York people. So, you know, it's all about having an understanding. It'll bother you in a moment, but once you gain an understanding of it, you shouldn't be bothered.
Word, I like how you – let me ask you a question. How proud of you and the Tay-Rock
battle?
Oh,
you getting loopy like that? Okay. What'd you say, Maji?
Nah, you and Tay Rock. How proud are you of that particular battle? Whether it's debatable, some people got you winning, some people got Tay Rock winning.
Yeah, I don't triple on that no more, especially them type of battles because battles like that, I feel like people shouldn't even pick a winner. It's just like, oh, this is all, like, that's how I do. Let me not say that what people should do. Do what y'all do. But the way I rock with a good battle, a classic battle, I'm just like, oh, that was a fire battle. I'm not really trying to pick a winner of a super debatable or close battle. because there's just like too many facets to argue. Everybody got their perspective. They could bring up good points. They could say Rock had the performance moment of the night. They could say Hollow had the rebuttals and Hollow had the real shit and Rock had, you know, there's so many facets you could bring up. I feel like it shouldn't even be argued. So I'm definitely proud of that moment just because it shows I'm competing at a high level still. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I'm still competing at a high level.
I'm pretty sure you got respect for him before you battle, but did the respect level meter go up more afterwards?
100%, because trust me, like anybody that get hit with the shit like that seatbelt and the crowd just like booing, like niggas get to talking shit to the crowd. Y'all don't feel that? Y'all don't fuck with that? What do they do? Y'all niggas is hating. Wake up! And all this other dumb shit. It's just like, you got to respect the level of poise and the level of a person that's able to take all that heat, had a crowd against him, and still perform at a high level. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. Like, it could have been my crowd control, like I said before in the blog, could have been better. But other than that, like, a nigga's still going through these darts and finessing without, you know, getting deteriorated at the crowd or tripping at the crowd or tripping. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
So that's what it is.
Okay. I know you pressed for time here. I want to get your opinion on something because you're considered one of the legends in this, one of the goats in this shit. And right now, you know, the battle rap community would say right now, URL is trying to push the young talent, and one of the particular young talents, Hollow, is New Jersey Twerk, right? He just recently had a battle with Mr. Wavy on Survivor Series in the DMV. He was the heavy favorite, Hollow, going into the battle. The general consensus after the battle, we all watched on pay-per-view, was that Wavy won. And do you think, as a jazz rapper made this comment to me the other day, Hollow, that since Twerk's been rapping, since Dougie, he's been on every URL card. Is there a time when you got to just sit back and chill and let us miss you? You're probably the best person to ask this.
Look, I'm going to give you the whole game. Pimp C voice. I'm from the game, man. You know what I'm talking about?
R.I.P.
So I'm going to give you the whole the R.I.P. to the pimp, man, the legend. That's why I'm a you because obviously you're right. I am one of the best people to ask. And the funny part is I've sat down with the person you just named. I sat down with a bunch of other young up-and-comers. I'm not going to mention their name. Told them, gave them the game, dropped the gems. But I had to understand is I'm not paying their bills. I'm not, putting them on. They going to go do what they got to do to pay their bills, make stuff happen. But that's the problem. You know what I mean? You're either chasing the fame, the bag, or the moment. And that's temporary. So you could do that. Yeah, be sizzling hot, but not in 2020. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So they chasing a temporary fame. If Twerk stopped battling, I'll tell you the perfect time he should have fell back. Maybe after, like, Clean Paper. After his Clean Paper battle, he should have waited, like, 6 months. Demanded a higher bag, demanded a certain opponent. Yo, I only want Verb. I only want Verb. Waited that time until he got Verb, got the bag he wanted, then demanded another high opponent. Yo, I only want Hollow at this point. You know what I mean? Like, as long as your performances are matching up, you could do that. You can't do that coming off a loss. But, you know, if you're coming off a spectacular battle, you got to do that for the longevity. People get tired of everybody. You know what I'm saying? If you battle too much, it could be a rapper. You're dropping too many albums. Wayne, when he dropped all them verses, like, people eventually get tired of you, so you got to stretch it out. You know what I mean? You got to be like, y'all going to see all my bags too soon. Let me stretch out.
I think I'll have a phone drop, y'all. Let's see if you call back in and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it just – and I can understand what Hollow was saying, and I can understand a battle rapper also. Like, as battle rap fans, we'll get on people – for quote unquote just battle rapping for the bag. But he's a young boy, you know, he got a family, and people telling you, yo, they're giving you them calls, you know, URL staff giving you that call, like, yo, I got a particular battle for you. This is how much, da da da. Are you really gonna say no to it? Even if you're going through shit and you know, wifey, she holding it down really, and the light bill is due tomorrow type shit, and you can get a deposit here from, you know. So, yeah, I could say that, but I think it does, But then again, you got to look at other battle rappers who are just not eating off battle rap only. They're finding other avenues to make money and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to see if Hollow called back in. You know, his phone dropped. He told me he's going to call up last minute. So it was a last minute thing, y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Usually I'm better prepared, but he hit me on the last minute. So I was like, all right. So let's see if he calls back in. Hold on 1 second, y'all.